for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Tuesday evening, July the 1st, 1997. Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Jack Duran of Phoenix, Arizona is the speaker of the evening. Brother Jack Duran, I say from Phoenix, he's in a little community next door to Sun City. Right, just a block from Sun City Line is where their church is. And it's a beautiful church, a wonderful place. But the first time we were there, they had just moved into it, I mean just a few days, and it was a mortuary. And it still had all, everything of the mortuary there was still there. And we went in and sat in the family area behind the little rail where the family sat for the funerals. But from that day to this day, you would, unless you had been there then and be there now, you would never know that it was the same place. What a wonderful, wonderful place they have turned that building into. And they have a wonderful congregation there of, it's a mixed congregation of Spanish and American and quite a few black folks there. And I think you have, are there some Orientals there as well, Jack? I think you have a full house full. But it's a wonderful church. And every time we go that way, why, we spend Sunday night there. And Jack always insists that I have to get up and say something. And the problem is, like right now, I need to shut up because I get up to say something and I forget to sit down. And but we've always had a wonderful time. And I appreciate, I love to go there because there's such a sweet spirit. Jack, come and minister the word of the Lord.
I was telling the brother says, I have a mixed congregation. I tell Brother Jack, I says, and some of them are still mixed up. Amen. Before I do anything, I want you to stand, and I want you to greet each other. How many of you are here for the first time? One thing I don't like to, in the congregation, there should be no strangers in the house of worship. Amen. So I want you to walk around, greet each other, and amen. I woke somebody up. Where's this guitar player? Turn me up here, brother. Make this longer. Somebody asked me if I was going to preach, and I says, no, I'm going to preach. You know, a while back I was over in Prescott, Arizona, and it was very early, and I was looking at up at the hills, enjoying the beauty of God, and the Lord gave me this song. When I look unto the hills, and I see your beauty, my soul bows down to worship you. You alone are God. There is none besides you. You alone are God, and I worship you. The hill of the Lord is as a hill of Bashan, and he desires. And he desires to dwell there. When I look unto the hills, and I see your beauty, my soul bows down to worship you. you alone are God. There is none besides you. You alone are God. And I worship you, the hill of the Lord. It says the hill of Bashan, and he desires, and he desires to dwell there.
Amen. The Lord is so good, amen. I tell you, I've just so enjoyed being here today and just being with at the camps. I was really looking forward to coming and meeting some of you and being with some of you. And I enjoyed the teachings. You know, today I, you know, when you're the head, the enemy always tries to attack the head. And that's why you're seeing Brother Coffey and Brother Miller and Brother Cook, Tommy Cook. I was attacked this afternoon some, but I said, man, I got to preach tonight, you know. Anyway, you know, sometimes people get offended for all kinds of things. I had people leave my church because I make them laugh too much. My wife told me, I says, you know, Jack, a lot of people have a hard time with you. I said, so does the devil. I enjoy coming here because they only ask me to sing when I come here. They don't even let me sing in my church. And Brother Bill Goodson is so good, you know. He says, sing, brother, sing. So I only know these two songs because I wrote them. Look at somebody say, it's good to laugh. Amen. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. I love the church that Jesus bought. I know that it is right. I go there on Sunday morning, but not on Sunday night. I like to sing the songs of God. Such worship must be right. This I do on Sunday morning, but not on Sunday night. God bless our preacher too, and give him power and might. But put the sinner in my place, I won't be there Sunday night. I'll go through rain, sleet and snow, do everything that's right. I'll even go to church on Sunday morning, but not on Sunday night. Hallelujah. Somebody worship the Lord with me. Yes, we all must die. So I hope I will be doing right. I hope I die on Sunday morning and not on Sunday night. I hear a voice calling. Pray, give, and go. Pray, give, and go. Pray, give, and go. Don't let none hear you idly say, there is nothing I can do. While the souls of men are dying, and the Master calls for you. Oigo una voz que me llama. Oigo una voz que me llama. Oigo una voz que me llama y no sé. Dime se
señor, ¿qué quieres que haga? Dime, señor, ¿qué quieres que haga? Dime, señor, ¿qué quieres que haga? Yo me de... Pero tu voz, que es mi olor. What you want me to do? Tell me, oh Lord, what you want me to do, and I will obey your command. Yeah! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. And now pray for my throat. Isn't God good? You know, there's a lot of, you know, we're all here because we need Jesus. You know, I so enjoyed the teaching of Sister Coffin for teaching this morning. If you want to stay up all night, hang around with the coffees, you know. Some of them will catch it when they're at home. What did he mean by that? Hallelujah. The reality of it is that most of us come from hurts, dysfunctional families, you know. And I'm going to go a different route on my teaching, but I just want to touch on some things before I go that way. And you know, one of the things that, you know, I came from a family when I knew nothing but Christianity in my home. My parents were born again, so I was blessed in that area. And I know that some of you, you know, she was talking about generational curses, daughter like mother, mother like daughter. And we sometimes use, you're just like your dad, you know. And if you're like me, you know, they call it a family tree. And I think some of the problems, if you're like me, you fell off the tree and landed on your head. And you need some healing up there, but God is good. But the generational curses are so tremendous, and the dysfunctional families, you know, in the 80s there was a saying that, you know, do whatever you want, you know, free sex, everything is there. And, you know, it started back in the 70s during the hippie movement, you know. And I'm always a decade late, you know. I was the only hippie in town when everybody was cutting their hair, you know. Anyway. But God is so good to us. And, you know, we're... One thing that I see in the 90s, we're paying the price. The bill was due. And we're paying the price in our nation for what we let our children. You know, I traveled to Africa and I traveled all over. Minister, the same devil, the same demons. But you know what? You know, when I look at the Africans and they don't have the garbage that we have here in America. You know, America is, you know, too many teachers. In America, we have too many teachers, even through TV. You know, how many of you just watch Channel 21? You know, and so we just watch a bunch of garbage, you know, sometimes. I'm talking about secular. And so we're paying a price for being so free and allowing the demonic forces rule our nation to a great extent, you know. I'll tell you, there's nobody that's going to tell me that I can pray wherever I want to pray. Nobody. Clinton can't tell me that. Ahab and Jezebel can tell me that, right, brother? Amen. Somebody say, pray for them. Amen. But God is so good to us, and He's merciful to us. And I know that some of you have been touched already by the glory of God, by the power of the name of Jesus, and you've seen some deliverance. Amen. Some of you young ones that I minister to, I so enjoyed ministering to you and just speaking with you. I have a real desire to help the youth. I still have two teenagers at home. And I'll tell you, sometimes they get to me. And then I got to get to them. Yeah. You know, my youngest boy, like I say, you know, he's always saying, you're an old man, Dad. You know, I say, I weigh 150 pounds more than you, son. Don't you forget that. But I bless God that they, you know, sometimes you wonder, parents, about your kids, if you're teaching them the ways of God. And last, when we had the Father's Day, 2 Sundays ago, was it? The youth of our church ministered. And it was so neat because my 18-year-old led the praise and worship and did a beautiful job. And then my younger, one of my younger ones preached the word, my youngest one. And so I said, wow. And all you can do is weep, you know. I said, man, those spankings work, God, you know. So, but God is so good, you know. But I just want to say to some of you young ones, you know, you're going to learn like us, you know. And I trust you'll learn from the words of your parents that are Christians. I speak to you young ones. And some of you rebellious ones that are still getting old, out in your 20s and your 30s, that are still out cahooting around, you know, still doing your thing, a bunch of perversion and homosexuality and all this garbage. I speak a word to you. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. I speak to you because I love you. You know, right now I'm in the process of trying to build a gymnasium back home just because I want to touch you. You know, and I still think I can play basketball for another year at least. So I hope some of you can send some money that way and help me play basketball. Hallelujah. No, send it here. But anyway, you know, I'm learning something as I get older. You know, I used to think the same way. Ah, parents, you know, they're, what do they know, you know. And I thought the same way. And then as you get older, you know, you learn some things, you know. I'm learning some things at my age. And I know I'm getting older because I go to the barbershop. And it was neat when I used to have a lot of hair. And they asked me, how do you want it trimmed? And now they ask you, can I trim your nose, your eyes, and your ears? You know? Some women don't know what I'm talking about. That's why I let my mustache grow a little longer. Went to the barber. He said, you're letting your mustache grow? I said, yeah, I want you to have something to cut. Amen. But God is so awesome to me. I tell you, I appreciate you. And you that are getting up in years, and I appreciate you. I'm in a retirement community. And I'll tell you, folks, if you don't appreciate life, you go and live around a retirement community in Sun City, in Yonkam. My church is right in a retirement community. And the first day I got there, they wanted me out of the city. The demonic forces came against me with all, you know. Yeah, you know. And the brother is right. I bought if you have red carpet like this, brother, my funeral home. So I feel at home. And I'll tell you, that was something else getting into that place. Not only would we get a mortuary, but the city. The first day I'm loading my furniture to have services was December 24th of 87, or about 90. No, it's been longer than that. About 89. And I'll tell you, the policeman came and told me to get out of the city. So you guys don't understand what's going on in the cities. The elderly people say, oh, isn't that a little old man? You know, yeah, he's full of demons too. And they come in war against you. And the battles that have been, to me, have been so tremendous. Because when I moved to the church and I saw the power of God, I began to understand to stand in the name of Jesus. I was able to minister to the city. I was able to preach to the government of the city. And you know, when you're in the will of God, and you know that God has sent you somewhere, God will always honor. I went to the city not because God for a year and a half sent me there almost every night. For a year and a half, I'd go and drive the streets and prophesy to every house in the city. At midnight, at 2 or 3 in the morning, my wife said, where are you going? I said, I got to go prophesy in the streets. She said, what streets? Go to bed. I said, you go to bed. I'm going to go prophesy. And so I went and prophesied. And God sent me there, and God is going to give me the city. Amen. I believe that with all of my heart. Amen. Well, we war against the forces of evil in government, and we know the name of Jesus, and we stand in that powerful name. We began to speak to the forces and minister. And the mayor that came against me and some of the people, I said, God will remove you out of my way. And within a month, the mayor was dead. You know? And so we're not playing here with just words, and we're just trying to be tough. We got the one that is tougher. Amen. You know, some people say, so you got to put the breastplate of righteousness and all this, the shield, because there's no support in your back. I says, goodness gracious, he's our rear guard. Come on. Amen. And so I went to the city and I ministered to the city, and the New Age lady that came against me in the city, they were having a, I've shared with some of you this. They were in the city of Youngstown, and they had the New Age, you know, the crystal. They worship crystals. I enjoy hassling the devil, I tell you. I went to their office, and I said, what's all this junk? I knew what it was. I said, you don't know? I said, no, explain to me. I said, well, we worship crystals. I know. I said, you're a lying spirit in the city, and you will not stay in the city with me. And when we began to take, we can't walk side by side with the abortionist, and we can walk side by side with Satan. We got to do this. And we got to tell him our God rules. And we need to be bold. Amen. And I'll tell you, when the forces of evil began to move, and I went to the city one day, they warred against me. And finally, the mayor asked me to come and drive in the parade with him before he died. So I took a ride with him. I'll stick my elbow, dirty elbow up there. And so I drove in the parade with the mayor. When I came back, the New Age group was there in the city hall, and they were selling the crystal books, you know, children's crystal books. And I played the same thing. I said, what is this stuff? I had already dealt with a head honcho. There was another head honcho there. And I also told her, I says, you're a lying spirit in the city, and you will not stay in the city with me. She said, we'll see. I says, we'll see. She also left the town and died in India somewhere. Let me tell you something. Our God is an awesome God. Amen. And we have power and authority to dispel the forces of evil when we begin to understand the name of Jesus. Amen. One thing that I have asked God, not only for you, but for the church that I pastor, that God gives me messages where the sheep of God will not go hungry. I don't want to tickle your ears, but I want to encourage you, because the Word of God encourages us, and it's a powerful word. Amen. And you need to understand who you are in Christ so you can move in the power of God and the anointing of God. Amen. No demon can defeat us. No devil. I've often said to my church, and I'll say to you, I'm not going to die till God takes me home if I should die. No devil's going to kill me. Amen. Are you hearing me? Ain't no devil going to kill me. I don't walk in intimidation and frustration and fear. I walk under the power of the anointing of the Most High. I'm a child of the King. Amen. And I walk that way because I know who I am. Took me a while to know who I was, but now I is. Hallelujah. And once we understand the principles of the kingdom of God, then we can walk in power and authority and dominion. Amen. In my church, I've had swastikas painted in my door. I've had frogs, big frogs killed in front of my door in my church. I don't know if I was here last time when this has happened. I've had manifestation of snakes in my foyer in my church. When I did deliverance one time, the Lord showed me about, says, go to the foyer, and there was a snake, and I thought it was a belt, a leather belt. And I said, man, I don't trust this belt. It looks weird. And there was a snake that was sticking his tongue out, and for 3 days I killed snakes in front of my church. But you know what? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. And if I'm an eagle, I'm supposed to be killing snakes anyway. Hallelujah. Amen. See, God didn't just call us just to be good people. I appreciate Brother Jack Harris. He said, man, we're not here to be flying away. We're here to be fighting away. Amen. And I so appreciate that. That sticks with me. And I'm going to remember that the rest of my life. I'm here on a war. Amen. I'm not here just to have a church, you know. I don't want anything that is just going to be a trophy to me. I don't want it, you know. Like I told God, I don't want to just build a church or start other churches, you know. I want to destroy the work of the evil one. Amen. We're the battle axe of God. We're the scepter of righteousness. Israel is the scepter of the Lord, and we are Israel. And that scepter means we have authority and dominion and power. Amen. So I believe that, I trust that you that are coming for deliverance this week will go away from here never again to return back here for deliverance. That you will be the deliverer instead of the deliverer. That you, I don't mean you can't come back here, but I trust you won't bring your same demons again. You know what I'm saying? Amen. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Amen. We want to walk in power. And I've been delivered myself. And I'll tell you, sometimes these turkeys, they're attached to you. And you got to cast them out and shake them off. You know. And but greater is he. Say, look at somebody and say, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to I want to minister this morning. I want you, this morning. Man, good night, everybody. I'm going to be merciful to you tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Stand with me. I haven't preached yet. Hallelujah. My God is an awesome God. I want to again minister on the name of Jesus and touch on some other things tonight, because I believe that one of the most frequently used is in our prayers in the name of Jesus, and yet some of us don't even understand. Yet there's a lot of things that are misunderstood when we use that name, and we use it sometimes so loosely, and it's a name that cannot be used loosely. It's a name that's got power. Everything is contained in this name. Everything we need, all supply, all healing, everything is there. And in order to really trust the Lord, we must understand and have knowledge of His name. Amen. I want you to go with me to the book of Psalms. Are you tired? Amen. In the book of Psalms, chapter 9, I want to go to verse 10. And I want to take time with this teaching because I want you to grasp what God is saying in order for us to walk in this anointing and the power. In chapter 9, verse 10, "And those who know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken those who seek thee." Father, in the name of Jesus, tonight I'm asking for the revelation purposes of God, that in the name, Father, that we're proclaiming even tonight, that you, Father, would be the banner over us.
Yes.
That you would be the revealer, Father, of the secrets of the hearts. And that in this name, Father, we will understand according to the word, that those that know you, Father, will put their trust in you. And so I'm going to magnify you and glorify you, because yes, there is no one like you. And so I praise you, Father, for the anointing that breaks the yoke, yes, and removes the burden. And this evening, Father, I'm asking that you would open our minds to see and to hear the word of the Lord. And so we just bless you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at somebody and say, "You better pay attention. This is for you." Hallelujah. And for you. Yeah, I appreciate it, Brother Joel, this morning, who said, you know, sometimes we preach the word and it works in us. That's why I like preaching the word, because it works in me. One of the things that we need to understand, that in the name of Jesus, if we're going to have victory over in battle or in circumstances, is going to be in the precious name of Jesus. Once we understand that name, there is nothing that can defeat us. Once we understand who we are in Christ, that we are seated in heavenly places with Him, and everything in that name contains not just the name for power and authority. In that name contains the whole realm of the kingdom of God. And in that name we have the power and the authority that God has given us. And we move in that power and that authority because He has given us that name for a purpose. Amen. It's not just a name that we just use, as I was saying the other night. He's not just a name. In that name contains, in that name is contained everything that's in the universe, everything that's all over. All creation is in that name. Amen. So we have such a powerful name that God has given us that we can use to defeat the enemy. Some of you that are still young in the Lord are still battling against these things. You need to understand that you need to grasp the truth about the name of Christ. It says, "In my name, there's no other greater name than this name." In the book of Psalms also, in 44, in verses 4 and 5, says, "Thou art my King, O God, command victories for Jacob. Through thee we will push back our adversaries. Through thy name we will trample down those who rise up against us." Amen. I don't care what rises against you, you have the power to trample on it. Amen.
Right.
And remember this one thing, when men and women arise against us, they're not our enemy. Our enemy is not against flesh and blood.
Right.
Amen. I've had a lot of enemies that we would consider in flesh and blood, you know, and they fight back. They broke my spine, and they broke my head, and they knocked my shoulders out of place, you know. Tough guys, you know, but the enemy is under my feet. I have power over the enemy. I have power over the enemy that controls people. You understand? In the name of Jesus, I have, somebody magnify Jesus with me.
Hallelujah.
Somebody get excited about this. Not only did God, as we understand, he gave us the power of attorney. He gave us everything that is related so that we could do business on his behalf. In the book of John, go there with me. In the book of John, I want you to go to chapter 14. And in this particular scriptures of John 14, 13, it says, "And whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Amen. I remember reading a story of an architect, a very prominent architect that was going to being interrogated. Actually, I would say, who's the lawyer? Is there a lawyer here? Or did he leave town? He left. Oh, praise God. No. But the thing that happened is this architect was in court because of a building. And the lawyer was talking to him, and he said, "Mr. Architect," I said, "you're a builder." He says, "No, sir, I'm not a builder. I'm an architect." He says, "Well, aren't you, isn't it the same?" He says, "No, sir, it's quite different." He says, "An architect," he says, "I make the plans. And then the builder, the bricklayer or the carpenter puts everything together." He says, "I am the power, you know, and they're the machine." And so he said, "Well," I says, "you have explained that so professionally." I says, "I accept your explanation of an architect or what you do, sir." I says, "But explain something to me." He said, "In the Tower of Babel, who was the architect?" He says, "There were no architects, only builders. That's why there was so much confusion." Ha-ha. Somebody say, uh-huh. Look at somebody and say, "Did you get that?" Hallelujah. When we don't know the name, when we don't know the King, when we don't know the Lord, when we don't know the one that's in control, and when we just take it lightly and we don't worship Him and we don't adore Him, that's why I'm telling you tonight, when you worship this God, you better get excited. When you come into His presence, you better not just sit there. You better stand erect and have a voice. Let everything within me praise the Lord. When we talk about this name of Jesus and we worship the King of Kings, it better be at a place where you tell everything within you to get excited. Yes. You command everything with all that is within you to magnify Him. He alone is Lord. There is no other one. And in this name we have power and victory. We have everything that is contained in the whole Bible. The whole Bible is contained in the name of Jesus. And if we're going to worship this God, you and I need to get so excited about this name. We need to get so excited about being in the kingdom. Amen. You're not just another person. You're not just being delivered. You're being brought forth to be sons of God. Sons of God. I said sons of God. Hallelujah. And you must know how to worship and how to stand in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus is power. In the anointing there is power. Amen. There is nothing that can defeat you. The only way that you get defeated by your enticement and sometimes is because you love what you do. If you don't have power enough in the name of Jesus, I don't care if it's smoking, drinking, perversion, whatever you're doing, whatever addiction, it's because you love your addiction. There's a craving there. Now, listen, I'm not here to condemn you. I'm here to set you free. Amen. And I'm not here to judge you. I'm not your judge, you see. I want to be your brother. I'm a minister of the word. And I'm not here to say, "You rotten egg, you're still smoking." No, I'm here to tell you that if you want to be delivered, you can be delivered. Amen. Out of your perversion, out of your lust, out of whatever, in this name. In this name, I say, in this name of the power of heaven. Amen. Let me tell you something. When you know the name of Jesus and the King of Kings, there's got to be something that stands up erect within you. If Clinton will walk in spite of what he does, you probably would stand up. But I'm going to tell you, when Jesus gets up, you better bow down. Come on, somebody. Amen. This is the God that we worship. This is the Son that came and gave us everything. See, that's why a lot of people in the name of Jesus, a lot of people don't even understand the blood. You see, in Jesus, there was no human blood. Are you hearing me? Well, what does he mean, there's no human blood? The blood comes from the sperm of the man. Are you hearing me? Medical doctors, are you here? So there's no human blood. It had to be the blood of the Holy Spirit. That's why the blood is so precious. That's why the blood of Christ is so precious. It wasn't tainted with sin. It wasn't touched by infirmities. There was nothing there. It was pure blood. And the name of the blood of Jesus has to be so powerful. Because it is through the blood. Why do you think it says, don't sweat the blood under your foot? You better treat it carefully. That's why when you take communion, it says, man, if you have problems or you're doing something wrong, you better go fix it, or you better lift whatever has to be left at the altar and go fix it before you even take communion. Because you're saying, this blood is powerful. This blood delivers. This blood cleanses. This blood saves. This blood feeds me. This blood, this blood, this blood. It's in the name. Amen. Come on, somebody, give the Lord a clap offering. Amen. In this name is contained the power of heaven. Amen. You know that in this name we have all the forces of heaven, all the angels backing it up. Amen. That's why I know that when I speak to demons, they have to obey me. Amen. I'm telling you again, they have to obey me. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Went to one of those, they call it the, where they have the mentally sick in the hospital. And went in there, and one of the girls that had been in one of the churches, the pastor says, brother, I don't know what to do. She speaks in tongues, and she says she loves Jesus, but she hears voices. I says, demonic activity, brother. So they wanted to call all the deliverance ministers they knew on the other states and everything. Brother, I'll help you. Who are you? From Youngtown. I'm a king and a priest to God. Come on, somebody. And so I said, I'll go with you. And so when I began to speak to the demons, the demons began to speak to the lady and said, we're going to kill you. They talked like Flip Wilson, you know, when he was doing his show. We're going to kill you. Amen.
Come on.
It says, it's not you. We want to kill you. Tell me. Amen.
And when I spoke to those demons, I says, you know, you tell a demon to shut up. You tell a child to be quiet, you know. I said, shut up. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to her. And then she would talk to me. And then when the demons would respond, they said, you're coming out.
We're not coming out. We're not coming out.
They would. I said, I command you to come out in the name of Jesus.
We're coming out. We're coming out. We're coming out.
Come on, somebody. Amen. 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 In that name. In that name. Amen. Let me tell you something. You better pay attention because I have an accent. But the devil never misunderstands when I mention his name. Amen. I don't care if you call him Jesus, Joshua, Jesus, Jesus. He's still Ichiban, number one, numero uno. He's still Jesus. Amen. And I don't care if you pronounce it a little wrong, that demon is going to say, what you say? He's going to say, what? You want me out of here? Yeah, right now. Come on, somebody. Give the Lord a clap offering. We have power and authority. We have power and authority. We walk in power and authority. Amen. We're not intimidated. Amen. We're not looking to see if we're going to have marks on our head or our fingers or whatever. We're looking for Jesus. We're worshipers of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. In one of the churches I came out of, the pastor says, I don't believe in deliverance, Pastor Jack. I says, I learned deliverance from you. He says, yeah, I said, I heard him speak when I do deliverance, brother. He says, that's not true. I said, what do you mean that's not true? He says, the devil's a ventriloquist. I said, you mean he's standing over here throwing his voice over here? He said, yeah. I said, you need deliverance, brother. Come on, somebody. Because when the demonic forces spoke to Jesus, he didn't look over here. You over there, shut up. No, he says, you come out. You go to the pigs. Come on, somebody. There's a power in the name of Jesus that is so powerful. Once we understand the name, I'll tell you one thing. You will refuse to be defeated. I mean, I plain refuse to be defeated. Amen. I refuse to bow down to my situations. I don't worry about my finances. I don't worry about my church. People say, well, what happens, brother, if you can't pay the building? I says, hey, I preached in the streets before, brother. I didn't have this building when I got saved. Amen. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly what we can think or even ask. Because He wants to bless us, and it is He through us. When we understand that it is Jesus in me, the hope of glory. It is Jesus in me, the power from the throne of grace. And I understand that it's not me. Amen. Oh, I tell you, when I first started, I was still learning some things. When I first started, man, I wanted pats on the back. I preached good. Yeah. And the people that God lets you know where you are. Amen. Say what? The Holy Ghost will reveal to you who you are in Christ. And then He can flow out of you. When He talks about, out of you shall flow rivers of living water. It will water the dry and parched places. He's not talking about the desert. He's talking about the land, the people themselves. And then you will restore in the name of Jesus. You build up things. And you will set the captives free. One of the men said to me, he says, well, I'm still not delivered from addictions, but God is going to do it in His time. I says, no. Today is His time. I finally look at him. I said, don't you be lying to me. Don't you be giving me garbage, brother. I'm going to tell you something about the blood. The blood doesn't cover excuses. It covers sin. Come on, somebody. We're tired of making excuses. How many are here and saying, man, I'm tired of being banged around. Amen. Well, start banging him around. Amen. You don't have to take that. There's a peace that overshadows, that overtakes in the name of Jesus that is so powerful in the midst of all the thunderings and the lightnings and the quakings that are around us. It's in the name of Jesus. I'm going to say it to you again. It's in the name of Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus. I said it's in the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody say it's in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's in the name of Jesus. I don't only know the name of Jesus as the power of Jesus' name, but I know that Jesus is a wall of fire according to Zechariah 2:5. Amen. Not only that, He's a sure foundation. He's stability according to Isaiah 28:16. Not only that, He's a refiner and purifier. That means He causes growth according to Malachi 3:3. And if you don't know how to pronounce it, say Malachi. He's a nail fastened in a sure place. He's security. According to Isaiah 22, verse 23. He's not only that, He's guidance. He's a great light according to Isaiah 9:1. He's a scepter. He's authority according to Numbers 24:16 and 17. He's a quickening spirit. He's vitality according to the word of 1 Corinthians 15:4 and 5. Ahead of the body, He's a supervision in that name, according to Colossians 1:18. He's the Lord of peace, hallelujah. He's a comforter, according to 2 Thessalonians 3:16. He's the brightness of His glory, of His excellence, according to Hebrews 1:3. He is the express image of His person. He is reality, according to Hebrews 1:3. He is the express image of His person. He's the propitiation for our sins. That means He is forgiveness in that name according to John 2:2. He's the hidden manna. That means He's the provision in that name according to Revelation 3:14. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's boldness according to Revelation 5:5. He is the Alpha and the Omega. That means He's totality according to Revelations 1:8. He is the Lord who heals. He is restoration according to Exodus 15 and 26. He's the bridegroom. That means He's a faction, honey. He's according to Matthew 25:10. He's a wonderful counselor. He's the inside to everything according to Isaiah 9:6. He's the headstone of the corner. He is completion according to Psalms 118 verse 22. He's the lifter of my head. He's my confidence according to Psalms 3:3. He's a rock. He's a refuge according to Psalms 31:3. He's the power of God. He is mastery according to 1 Corinthians 1:24. He is wisdom of God. His enlightenment to me according to 1 Corinthians 1:24. Hallelujah. The way, the truth, and the life. He is purpose. And He has cost us that in His name we will also be a people of purpose. Somebody magnify the Lord with me. According to John 14:6. He's a deliverer. That means he's a liberator. He's come with liberation. He, according to Romans 11:26, he's the Lord of glory. He's majesty on high. According to 1 Corinthians 2:7-8, he's the bread of life. He is my nourishment. According to John 6:35, he's a bright and morning star. He's awakening. Hallelujah. According to Revelation 22:16, he's the word of God. Amen. He is the one who creates. He is creativity. According to Revelation 19:13, he's the captain of the host of the Lord. He is victory. Hallelujah. According to Joshua, who teaches us the word. In this name contains more than you can imagine. In him is all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In this name is the two-edged sword. And it is time that the church stands and understand who they are in this name. That this Jesus who is called the Messiah has come to anoint us, has come to Messiah us, has come to deliver us, has come to protect us, has come to indwell us, has come to be our victory, has come to be our joy, has come to be our peace. He is all in all. Somebody magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. This Jesus whom we proclaim is not just something that sounds good. He is good. Come on, somebody. Give the Lord a clap offering. Woo! You know, Solomon, with all the wisdom that God gave him, seemed to have an answer to how to apply and use the name of Jesus. He, according to Proverbs 18:10, said, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are saved." The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it, and they are saved. Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord a clap offering. It ought to quicken us. It ought to turn us alive. It ought to make us rejoice and be excited. It ought to proclaim to our carnal mind, shut up and pay attention to the Lord. Somebody. Woo! Somebody. We need to understand that to move and know the name of Jesus is more than just mentioned in three words. Amen. When we pray, it is to move into Jesus' name through prayer. It is to step into each new day in the power of who Jesus is. Amen. You that are, you think you're already old and feeble, let me tell you something. This is a regenerator. He will rejuvenate you. He will cause you to be, your youth be renewed like the eagle. Amen. He'll cause you again to remind you that in this name you are the head and not the tail. He'll cause you to understand that you are the one that's in front. He has caused you to be a victor in this life more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. This Jesus is powerful. His name we must proclaim. Amen? We must have a disciplined awareness. We must have a disciplined awareness of His nature and the character as it is revealed according to the Word by many names and His titles that are assigned to Him in Scripture. And everything is in that name. Once I learned that, you know, for 3 years when I got saved, I was always walking in defeat. You know, because I knew how rotten I was. I wouldn't even go to my hometown. I didn't want him to know because I was worse than Billy the Kid. And I didn't want to go to my hometown. When I went to my hometown, I want nobody to see me. I'd rather go visit my family at night. But when Jesus says, "I have called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. I have given you authority and power." He said, "Say what, Lord? Say it again, Lord." He says, "I'm telling you to go preach in your hometown." I said, "Oh, God, not my hometown." He said, "I'll tell you to go." You know where I preached in my hometown the first time, brother? In a bar. Oh, yeah. The bar where I used to get drunk. And I went back there to preach, and the old people that I used to get drunk were there still there. You see those postcards full of webs? They were still sitting there. And I went in there, and I asked the bar, I called the bar, the owner of the bar. I says, "Ernie, this is Jack Duran. How you doing?" "Hey, Jack, how you doing, man? Come on over." I said, "No, I'm in Arizona." I said, "I want to know if I could use your desk." He goes, "No, churches wanted to affiliate with me. Especially when I told them I'm going to preach in a bar." I said, "Brother, I want to use your dance hall." I said, lend it to me, or rent it to me on a Saturday. He said, no, that's where we'll make more money. He said, I'll tell you what, Jack, you want to use the dance hall for preaching? I said, yeah. He said, you can have it on Sunday, on Friday night. I said, I'll be there. I took a band, a gospel band with me from Phoenix. And they won first place on the 4th of July, bro, on the parade. Yeah, put them on the truck. I said, get them on the truck, get me a generator, and send them downstream here on the main street of Silver City, New Mexico. And they gave him a big trophy. And that night, I preached at the bar, and I'm preaching, and people are falling down by the power of the Word of God. Not drunk, just. My brother looked at my sister-in-law and says, he hasn't changed, he's still knocking them over. Come on, somebody, magnify the name of Jesus. Amen. God is alive, He's powerful. Before I started preaching, the brother used to travel with me. He said, Jack, nobody's paying attention. I says, they will when I start preaching. And I said, turn the mics out loud. And I started preaching, and all the drunks came. And the waitress came to the window where she served to the booze to the other place. And she was standing there. And I said, come here, I want to talk to you. I said, the enemy wants to kill you, but Jesus came to save you. And there's power in His name. I'm going to tell you that God came to deliver you tonight. I said, the enemy wants to kill you. She started crying. I said, why are you crying? I said, this morning I had a gun to my head. And I was going to blow my brains out. I said, you will no longer work in this bar. Jesus has come to take you out. Not to just transform you. He came to take you out of this place. Come on, somebody. And then miracles, brother. Miracles began to happen. People got healed. They got delivered. They came. You know why the people came? They wanted to see if the rebel rouser was really preaching. And God slapped him, brother, right there. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. We were in Phoenix, and one of the brothers said, do you want to go eat at the Holiday Inn? I said, sure. And we got to the first service that day, brother. And then we went to the... He said, you want to go to the Holiday Inn after service? I said, yeah. So we went to the Holiday Inn, and the people said, hey, there's no room. I said, you can either sit in the dance hall where they're dancing or in the bar. I said, sit us at the bar. I said, sit us in the bar. Oh, I love it. And they set us right in the middle of the bar. And we ate. We bound every demonic spirit, brother. And I said, brother, you want me to do something? He said, yeah, do something, Jack. So I got up. Got a glass of water. Can I have your attention, please? And I said, Jesus said, if you drink of this water, you will thirst again. But if you drink of the living water, you will never thirst again. And I said, let's give Jesus a good clap offering. And even the drunks went, yeah. My brother that was with me in the Lord was under the table almost. He says, I've never been so embarrassed. I said, don't bother me now, brother. I enjoyed it. I mean, I had a ball. I had a good time. You know why? Because I made a purpose in my heart that I will never be embarrassed of this Jesus. You know why? The Bible says to whom much is forgiven, much is required. And I'll tell you, only I know what I've been forgiven. I don't even want to tell my wife, she must change her mind. Oh, somebody, magnify Him with me. Come on, somebody. This Jesus is powerful. He came to set you free. Amen. Some of you elderly people tonight, you're here tormented of things of the past that you don't want to release and you don't want nobody to know. And some of you here have been molested and you've been abused and you don't want nobody to know what your daddy did to you. I'm going to tell you something. The name of Jesus will not only forgive you and forgive whoever offended you, but He will purify you until that thing doesn't touch you anymore. It'll be like water off a duck's back. It's like going underwater. And when you hear it again, it will never drown you. Come on, somebody. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. This Jesus is powerful. He'll change and transform you. That's why He says you will renew your mind with it. It'll change your thinking. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You see, the dictionary definition of a name is a word of words by which, or a word or words by which an entity is designated and distinguished from others. And this name is distinguished from any other name. When you talk to me about Jesus, and we're talking about the Lord, you don't have to put the Christ behind it. My spirit bears witness of this Christ and this power that is within me. Sometimes I enjoy, I was at a restaurant one time, and this guy was puffing his cigar, you know, and I said, pardon me, you want to chew my gum? He says, are you crazy? I said, I don't want to smoke your smoke anymore. Amen. Amen. Over there, you know, in the restaurant, sometimes like here, they have the bar, and then you have the restaurant. My wife and I were eating at a restaurant over there, brother, and there was this guy just cussing up and using the name of Jesus like crazy, you know. Like it was just, I knew what he was saying. And my wife says, you might as well go. You might as well go. I says, I'll be right back. I went and sat at the bar with this guy. And I said, what Jesus are you talking about? He says, the Jesus Christ. I says, the Savior? He says, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. I says, I don't appreciate that. I says, he's my deliverer. This Jesus that you're using like that, it's my papa, my brother, and his father's my father. And he said, bartender, bring this guy a drink. I said, bring me a glass of water. I sat there at the bar, and I ministered to this guy. I said, you're bragging about what you do with your son. You give him pot and all that kind of garbage, I says. And then the offensive thing is bad that you're doing with that. I says, but what really got me is that you're using Jesus like it's no any name. I said, nobody uses that name around me like that. He says, I apologize, sir. Don't do it again. Amen. This Jesus. It's time that the church arises and declares who we are. Amen. We've already had the Marilyn O'Hare's of what's her name? telling us, Marilyn O'Hare, tell us not to pray. And we said, okay, you know, it'll go away. Now we're paying the price because the church said, they don't care. You know, I thank God for brothers like Brother Speed Wilson who knows what's going on in the Pentagon and all these other places of higher ups. And let me tell you something, the church... Yeah, you be going through times of one world order and all this stuff, but let me tell you, those that know their God shall run to Him, and they will not be afraid. Amen. I'm not afraid of the new world order coming. I'm telling you. I said, yeah, but you're a big boy. Well, I might be shriveled up when that happens. I don't know, you know. But my mind says I'm not afraid, because Jesus is my authority. Amen. You know, sometimes we don't pay attention to what's going on in the name of Jesus. You know, we look at, we say, you know, like the brother said, everybody wants to fly away. Well, how come the disciples, they didn't fly away?
That's right.
Yeah. You ever, none of them. They all either got crucified, stoned to death, cut in half, you know, crucified upside down, martyred for the cause of Jesus. You're in a war, honey. You're wondering why you have problems? You're in a war. You ask these brothers, hey, they can tell you about war. There's two right here. I was in the Navy. I was when Vietnam started. And I have a lot of injuries on me. And I tell them, Brother Speed, I said, oh, man, I got so many broken bones. I said, but nobody gave me medals, you know. It was stupidity. I was in a different war. But I'm going to tell you that this name of Jesus is power. And you have power and authority in the name of Jesus. If you're going to walk in the victory and the power of Jesus, then know the calling. That's why I tell this brother right here, brother, the battle is just beginning. And let me tell you, when you get up in the echelons, I call it the echelons or the fivefold ministry, and you're appointed to apostle or whatever, you have very few options. You either quit or war. Amen. Amen. The higher you go in the learning and in the knowledge and comprehension of God, fewer options you have. Amen. Let me tell you something. I bought another building in El Mirage, another mission there. It was dedicated. This building was deteriorating. And just, I went over there and I said, Lord, I claim this building in the name of Jesus. Let me do something with it. And after I went inside, after I bought it, I said, God, what did I ask for? But you know what? In front of the building is a bronze plaque that Dr. Shackelford had dedicated that building to the faithful service of his wife, who had died in the Lord and for many years had triumphed in faith to go through that, to where they were. And I said, Lord, I will light up this candle again, and you will be glorified, and your name will be lifted. Let me tell you something. In my retirement community where my church is, we're surrounded by four cities, and the town that I'm in, like I said, is only about 3,500 people. And I go knock on doors, and I go talk to people, and they say, I don't want to hear about that egotistical maniac. That's what they call Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. It sounds bad, but when they don't want it, what can you say? Well, then go to hell. Then, you know, if that's where you want to go. Right? Come on, somebody. Amen. Don't lose your Christianity, brother. It's going to get better before it gets worse. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. They don't want it. And in this little town where there's nothing but retirement people, I'm just in that amount of people, about 35% of those people are into New Age or Scientology. You know why? Because some of these elderly people in the retirement communities, let me tell you what it is. The retirement communities, to me, Sun City, is nothing but an elephant cemetery place. Wasted minds. The Bible says the elderly shall teach the young ones. And now the elderly say, we don't want no young children. I'll bring them. That's why they wanted me out of the city, and they war against me. I said, you can't kick me out. Jesus sent me here.
Amen.
Nobody sent me here. And you know, when I told them in the city, they said, we want you out of here. A lady, I shared this with some of you before. This lady came to me, brother, and she had a big cross hanging on her neck. And she says, you get your church out of the city. And I got mad. I mean, there's a righteous indignation. It don't take much for these hairs to stand up. And I said, lady, look at me. I was in the city council with all the zoning and the government, the governor, the mayor of the city. I said, look at me. You will leave the city. If that cross you have hanging there don't choke you, you will leave the city because you don't know the God that I know. Says, I will leave the city. I said, yeah. You will not stay in the city. I said, I'm going to tell you something. It's quiet. All the mayors and the councilmen are there and they're looking at me. I'm going to tell you something else. I said, you'll either leave in a car or in a, what do you call, a hearse. I said, but you will not stay in the city with me. And everything's quiet. One of the councilmen wants to shut me up. And I finally asked the mayor, says, can I speak, sir? He says, go ahead. Ooh, glory. I had authority because the mayor said I could do it. And I said, I want you to let you know that I'm here by divine appointment. And I come into the city to do warfare in the name of Jesus. And I'm here to destroy the evil that is in the city. I mean, it was quiet. I said, and I'm here. You know, when you tell them, you know, that they must have looked at me like I was Pancho Villa. You know, I'm going to do warfare. But, they saw guns in their minds, you know. Amen. I said, I'm here to do warfare. Let me tell you something. I called one of the councilmen. I said, I want to see you in my office. So you want to see me in your office? I said, yes. Can you meet me in my office? I said, yes. I said, I want to know why in this city the police irritate the elderly and get them up at 2 and 3 in the morning to put a cover on their garbage cans. I want to know. He said, don't ask me, ask the chief of police. I said, I'm asking you, sir. You're the one that's hiring him. I want to know. He said, well, I'll talk to the chief of police. I said, you don't have to. I'll call him here. And I called the chief of police. I said, I want to see you in my office. I said, I want to see you in my office. So he comes in. And the reason I call him in my office, because in the last meeting, he told the whole council and everybody there in the city, he made a statement that I didn't like. He called me like I was showing off. And I call him in my office. I says, I will see you in my office. They look at you like, who are you? And I call him in my office, and he comes. I said, sit down, sir. I want to tell you that 7 months ago, I met you at a restaurant, and I said, I'm praying for you because Jesus wants to set you free. I said, I told you that. You remember that? He said, yes. I said, and now you come against me and embarrass me in front of the council. You want to embarrass me? You don't embarrass me. You apologize to me. I'm a professional, sir. I'm a man. I respect you. Office as a policeman, as a chief of police in the city, you have great responsibility. But I'm also in the city, and I have great responsibility greater than you. Come on, somebody. He says, I apologize to you for what I said. I said, don't ever do it again. I said, I love you. He said, well, I know God. I said, you don't know the God I know. Come on. I'm not trying to impress you. I don't bully myself around. It's just that I know who I am in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in us. The forces of evil cannot prevail against the church.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody. Stand with me. I can go all night, but I'm not going to go all night. I give you enough to chew on, and I know those chairs are hard. I love you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
See, that's why the Bible teaches us that God, the namely that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. That is Jesus. This is the name that you have. Amen. God didn't call us to preach just to learn how to put scripture together. He called us that we might have the revealed purpose of the rhema word of God in our hearts. Amen. The anointing. The anointing will break the yoke.
Amen.
I want to talk to this little one over here. The little girl that does the signing. The signing lady. Come here. How old are you? 15. The spirit of timidity will no longer be in you. The anointing of God has drawn you to his sight. And the power of the Most High will engulf you. Are you going to do it? The signing and the singing with all that is within you. You will not be intimidated from the left nor the right. You're going to stand in the presence of the King and you're going to do it with all that is within you. A fresh anointing is coming on you. The purity that God wants you to keep. Do not be enticed by the world and the sounds and the lights. But God has drawn you to a greater walk with Him. God showed me this earlier. And I'm giving it to you now because God wants to surround you. And I'm going to head you in according to the word of the Lord. And that anointing is going to keep you. You seek the Lord like you've never sought Him before. You are going to be as the mother of Israel. And you're going to grow in the steps and the righteousness of the Lord. And there will be revealed purposes for you. You have been called since you were in the womb. And God is sealing you tonight by the anointing. And that anointing is going to overshadow you. And in the night season, in the night season, he will open up the river of life. And it will come with the word. And he's going to protect you. Do not give in to the seducing spirits that will come your way. You be of singleness of eye. And you keep your eyes and you seek the Lord and his strength. And you shall know that God will enlarge your borders and you shall see, even in the night season, that he's going to come and he will speak to you. You will be able to discern that which is good and that which is evil. And when those spirits, even in the night, will come, you will be able to subconsciously rebuke him. And you will be able to say, you will not touch me. And the anointing of the Most High will begin to open gates. And the river of life will come and water you. And in the dry storms that would come when there seems to be nothing. And in the quaking and the thunderings, my God will be your stay. And the peace of God will overshadow you. And you shall know that this night the Lord has spoken a word unto you.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands and worship him. Lift your hands on high. Magnify the Lord. Let the Lord be magnified. Father, this night I praise you for the anointing of God.
Release anointing, Father, and have your in according to your word. There's a great anointing on you right now. The anointing of the Lord is upon you. Rejoice this night, for the visitation of the Lord has come to you. And the power of the Most High, the power of the Most High, I said the power of the Most High, will overshadow you. What's your name? Laura? God bless you. Magnify the Lord with me. Magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. The word of the Lord came to you the other night. And this night the word of the Lord is coming to seal some things in your spirit. There will be not a struggle, but you shall walk as it was just floating. For the doors that will be open will be many. But you will not walk in the senses of men. You will get your mind in tune with the Spirit of the Most High. And you will not run or walk or go where He doesn't lead you. And you will see that the direction of those that have been put into you have been great men of God. And they have given you a sure foundation. And it shall not be shaken. You stand and you will see the salvation of the Lord and the glory of the Most High. For an anointing will come. And those things that you have struggled, it seems like you haven't done anything. It seems like sheep have walked in and gullies have been dark where the sheep have gone, where you've walked in the steps. But the anointing of the river of life is coming through and it'll flow through those places. And they will be watered. And when there seemed like there was no life, you will see the flowering of the Spirit of the living God. And you shall know that this night, the Word has spoken a word to your spirit. You will not let go.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands and worship Him. Come and stand with your husband. And you will stand and you will see that you will be a helpmate. And the things that have been painful, says the Lord, I'll pour in the oil and the wine unto you even now. And you will not look to those things that have been injuries to you and pain. But you should look to the oil of the Most High. For it shall be an anointing and a healing to you. And the hurts that have come, says the Lord, have only been to enlarge your borders. They are stepping stones to the higher echelons of your God. And you will stand together. And the anointing will be. For this night the anointing of God is going to gel you in a closer walk. And you're going to know that God this hour has spoken a word into your spirit. And you will no longer let the dissensions that have been because of the struggles of life be there. But you will speak peace to one another. And you will not agree on the negatives, but you will agree only in the positives. And when one is negative, the other one will say, my Lord will do a work. And you shall see the power and the anointing of the Most High. For the anointing of the Lord is upon you. Father, I release anointing. I release anointing right now. I release anointing right now. Somebody stand behind me when I'm doing this. There's a power of the Most High. Come here. There's an anointing in this place. There's an anointing. The power of the Most High is here. Look at me. The fear of the Lord will be your portion. Not the fear of the situations or the circumstances. For God has called you. And He will increase the knowledge of the word. And the song of the Lord shall multiply. And you will no longer hold back. But you will seek after, just like David. And the prophetic word shall come through the song of the Lord. Oh, somebody magnify Jesus. And my God will give you revelation knowledge. Somebody give me a Kleenex here. Somebody, come on. And the anointing of the Most High, it'll be like you will see it, even in the night season. And God will speak to you and you will not sleep. For you will get up and you will ride. For the song of the Lord shall pour out of you. And you will be a psalmist in the house of worship. And you shall know that the anointing of God will bring you into the place of higher heights of worship. You will be a singstress or a singer in the house of worship. And you shall know that the anointing will break every yoke. And you will not be intimidated and you will not look also to any place but your God. For the anointing shall flow out of you like a river. And the word of the Lord shall be solidified in your spirit. And you shall no longer spend time in foolishness, but you shall spend time at the feet of the Lord. Father, I praise you. I release anointing on her right now. I break every yoke of bondage, Father. I release anointing. That in your name, Father, that will be the sure foundation. You have established her for a purpose, God, and you're going to use her in a greater way. I thank you, Father, that tonight the anointing will break the yoke. Father, in her mind, the word of the Lord will say. And she'll have no problems, Father, retaining the Son of the Lord. And Father, she will lead many into the higher places of God. And the anointing God will break the yoke. For he alone must be your Savior. Somebody! Sharon, the things that are going through your mind even right now, says the Lord, do not fear. Stand and see the salvation of your God. For the gates will be open, and the gates that will not open, no one can shut. And the ones that are shut, no one can open. But I have opened a gate for you, and you will be that helpmate. And you will stand and you will see the salvation. God is going to give you a boldness. But it's going to be a boldness with meekness. You will not be a floor man for nobody.
Thank you, Lord.
And you will stand, and there will be tears to come, but you will stand and you will see the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to give you the word that God has given also to you and your husband. Speak victory. In every circumstance, I don't care if it's finances, the Lord will provide. You trust the Lord. In home and in everything, you trust the Lord. And when those who arise to oppose you, you trust the Lord. My God has called you. And when God calls and you obey, then nobody can take it. Father, I release that right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I speak that joy, that strength into her spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, loosen power and anointing to overcome. Oh, spirit of intimidation, loosen and let go. I release anointing upon you tonight with the power to overcome. Amen. You shall be as the mother of Israel. You shall be as the mother of Israel. Come on, worship the Lord. Lift your hands up and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You have thought in your mind sometimes, Lord, I don't know if I can handle this. Without God, you cannot handle it. But my God has called you, and you have said yes. And the peace of God will guide the steps of the righteous. I speak that to you tonight.
Oh, somebody magnify Jesus. Somebody magnify Jesus. Somebody magnify the Lord. Somebody magnify the Lord. Somebody magnify the Lord. Somebody bless the Lord tonight. Oh, Rabasanda la Rabasiri, la Rabasanda la Rabasi.
There was a Spanish-speaking sister I ministered to you today. Ven pa acá. ¿Entiendes inglés? El Espíritu Santo se va a manifestar en ti. The Holy Spirit is going to manifest himself in you. And the struggles and the pain of the past, el dolor, y eso que sufriste en lo pasado, van a ser experiencias para la gloria de Dios. Those are going to be experiences that are going to be used for the glory of God. And the anointing of the Lord will use you in a greater measure, te va a usar en otra manera tremenda. And God is going to reveal to you the purposes. Los propósitos del Señor serán revelados a ti. And you will no longer walk in the mentality of the past. No vas a andar en la mente de lo pasado. But this day the anointing of God will quicken to you the power of the Most High. Esta noche el ungido del Espíritu Santo te va a revelar el poder del Altísimo. Y te va a usar de gran manera. Recibe. Recibe. Receive. 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 Receive, 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 receive. Die in the Lord. Die in the Lord. I said, die in the Lord. Let me speak a prophetic word to all of you. Some of you have stood with fear and trembling in the presence of God. And the demonic forces have been shaken. But your foundation remains. And because you have had a will and a heart to pursue, even for the deliverance of God. Before I continue, you brother with the glasses, before you go, the anointing of God, you will no longer say, I don't have to get rid of my addictions. But the Spirit of the Lord will cause you to drop him by the wayside.
Hallelujah.
And in this hour, the anointing of God is going to touch you, and you will know the power of the Most High. And God will solidify some things in your spirit, and you will no longer walk in intimidation. But you will stand erect, and you say, my God reigns.
Yeah.
And he who keeps Israel will guide you. And you will be able to stand and proclaim the power of the Most High. You will be transformed. And you will be changed. And you will never again be the same. Sing me some praise songs, brother. Who needs to be baptized in the Holy Ghost? Come on. Let me tell you something. You need the Holy Spirit. I don't care who says and who argues with you. 1 Corinthians 14 says that there is a language unto God. You want the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you something. This is going to be funny, but it's true. Even a shoe has a tongue. If you want to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. The Bible says if you ask for a fish, what you going to give him? A rock? A snake? You want the Holy Spirit? How long have you been serving God?
18
years. It's about time, brother. Lift your hands up. Receive. I don't want you to pray in English and I don't want you to worship. I just want you to release the anointing. Out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. And so I speak the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Receive. He says, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Let it go. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Marabasandarabasi. Receive the Holy Ghost. Exercise it. Don't speak in English. Just speak. Just move it. Let the Spirit. God ain't going to come and shake your tongue. That's one thing he ain't going to do. Come on. Just receive. If you are saved and washed in the blood, he will fill you. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Minister to him, brother. Get over here. Minister, brother. You're born again. How long? You're serving the Lord. You want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You think he'll give it to you if you ask? Then receive the Holy Ghost. Come on. Look at me. Receive the Holy Ghost. Speaking of. Out of you shall flow rivers of living water. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive. Just let it flow. Just speak in tongues. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Stop crying. Look at me. Look at me. Receive the Holy Ghost. 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 That's it. Let it go. Just speak in. Speak in tongues.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.